NTD News, I'm Ben Thomas. NATO leaders are in Washington for a summit. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attending too, pressing for decisive support to help his country repel Russia's offensive.
How much longer can Putin last? The answer to this question is right here in Washington. Your leadership, your actions, your choice, the choice to act now.
In welcoming remarks, President Biden announced more commitments.
The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment for 5 additional strategic air defense systems. And in the coming months, the United States and our partners intend to provide Ukraine with dozens of additional tactical air defense systems. The United States will make sure that when we export critical air defense interceptors, Ukraine goes to the front of the line.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports congressional Democrats met privately to discuss the viability of President Biden's re-election bid.
In what was billed as a family discussion, one person in the room says the meeting of House Democrats was dour. Number 3 Democrat Pete Aguilar says the goal was to listen, not dictate.
There was no instruction to get on the same page.
Illinois' Mike Quigley is among 6 publicly urging the president to step down.
He can't win, and my colleagues need to recognize that.
But others, like Benny Thompson,
ride with Biden,
are backing the president. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's eager to move past this.
He's ready. He's on fire. He's ready to go.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump appeared to be enjoying it at a rally in Florida.
The radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president.
This is AP News. A Mississippi man's facing charges after stealing a car with a baby inside.
Mississippi police say James Wilson was arrested Monday and charged with auto theft and kidnapping. The Mazda sedan had its motor running when it was stolen Saturday evening from a gas station near Jackson. The car was found that night a few miles away with an unharmed 7-month-old girl inside. During a court appearance, Wilson said he did not steal the car. Police say Wilson is on probation for prior auto theft convictions, and surveillance video shows him in and around the area. Police are also investigating whether to bring any charges against the baby's mother, saying that parents should never leave children unattended in a running vehicle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Bob Dylan's giving fans a chance to relive his 1974 tour with the band, releasing a box set featuring full recordings of 27 of its 40 shows. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.